Good morning, Nell. It's good to meet you so near to the heights again after so long.
The deep voice made Nellie jump a mile and instantly interrupted her thoughts. It continued in lower tones.
Is it true what they say? That Edgar Linton is dying? He'd better do so before that weakling son of mine beats him to it.
Your son should be in bed, with a doctor attending him,
replied Nellie, recovering from the shock of hearing Heathcliff's voice.
He will be soon.
Then, turning to Linton,
For God's sake, boy, get up. Find some strength inside yourself.
I cannot, Father. I have no breath,
replied Linton, his voice trembling with fear.
I've done what you've asked. What more do you want? Hold my hand, please, Catherine,
he asked through his tears.
Miss Linton, you can see the boy is too weak. Would you be kind enough to help him back to the house? He cannot lie here all day.
Linton, whispered Cathy, not wanting to talk to Heathcliff. I cannot take you in. I promised Father I would not enter the house. You must walk yourself.
Nell, I do not want Miss Linton to break any promises,
said Heathcliff, overhearing.
You take him in, then I shall call the doctor.
However, Linton's fear and her dislike of Heathcliff made Cathy take her cousin's arm defiantly and accompany him into the house and sit him down in his chair. Nellie followed anxiously, close behind her, and as soon as she stepped inside, Heathcliff shut the door firmly behind him, saying,
Come in, Nell. You must at least have a cup of tea.